Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Okay, you need to discover the keys and the ways, that would be called key ways, that you can continue to stay connected with your community and the country as a whole during these very uncertain times. So while at home, well, you can always stay connected with us by listening on your smart speakers. That's right, man. Just say play KISW on your smart speaker. You're in.
Yeah, sometimes you can tell me, like, man, I miss having my commute because I can't listen to you guys. And I'm like, well, what do you do at home? He's like, oh, I have, you know, one of the smart speakers. I'm like, you do realize you can listen to us on your smart speaker? He's like, no. And I'm like, that is...
I get it. I get that you wouldn't think about that. Yeah. So tell everybody you know.
Blow your mind, brother. If you just say our radio station, you can listen to us.
Oh, that's all you got to do. Say, play KISW to your smart speaker, and you got us. It's like the old school radio. It's like that joke. Have you seen that meme on the internet where it's like the young kid says, you know what? With this whole coronavirus, I wish there was like an on-demand live podcast that was live, that would give you information live. And somebody said, oh, you mean a radio?
Yeah, that's a whole other thing, but that guy was just trying to be sarcastic, and everybody believed him that he was legitimate.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he eventually said, yeah, I know that. Like, that's why I said it. Like, I was trying to goof on the fact that people, and all these radio people got all butthurt, and they're like, you mean radio, you douche?
Oh, he's totally
yeah,
missed.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, Global F's?
Well, luckily
like
I didn't.
BJ.
Luckily, well.
Go eat a cookie.
Yeah. I didn't put the kid down. Didn't
no, say I know, his name. Some people did, and I thought that was funny. It's like, sarcasm, not noticed on
sometimes,
social media.
Sometimes you don't get sarcasm. That's a fact.
I didn't.
Anyway, stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. That's all I got to say to you. Oh, and I got to say it's time for this.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Migs.
It's time to turn down for Thursday. It's Friday, Junior.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to going home and doing what I'm doing during the week now.
Yeah, we're telling the people the days of the week so we can remind them what day of the week it is.
Dude, it's so funny because even this morning my wife's like, one more day. And I look and go, till what? And she's like, till Friday.
I was like, oh, yeah, today's Thursday. Sick. Nice.
Yeah. The weekend has become a whole different thing for me. I don't have any plans for this weekend. Like, I have my kids haven't been talking about wanting to come over and do board games, so I'm feeling like, oh, I'm really, I got nothing going on this weekend.
I got a pack of cards I can give you. You can play some solitaire. Maybe.
Oh, I got plenty of things I can play solitaire.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's the problem. I want people.
Oh. Well, let's get to our contestants so we can play this game. We got Matt in Rochester. Matt, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
A prize to be announced and a future date. Oh, yeah. Once we get past all this insanity, we will hook you up with something cool.
Nice.
We just don't know what's going on.
We don't know.
We don't know what concert's going to happen.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yep. All right, Steve, get out of here. We'll figure it out. For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Sierra is a word that means jagged mountain chain in which language?
Pass.
The TV show Westworld airs on what network?
HBO.
Yes. What does the S stand for in NASCAR?
Three?
No.
Series?
No.
Circuit? No.
No. who played Richard in the 90s movie Tommy Boy?
David Spade.
Yes. In terms of food, what part of a cow is tripe?
Gland?
No.
Stomach.
Yes.
Nice.
What is the official language of Austria?
Austrian?
No.
Dutch?
No.
Pass.
How many pennies are in a standard bankroll?
50.
Yes. Which superhero is known for wielding the lasso of truth?
Oh, Wonder Woman?
Yes. What flavor are hot tamales candies?
Cinnamon.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Not too bad, Matt. Not a bad showing.
No, he recovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got off a night shift. Not too bad.
All right, then.
I hope that Sierra doesn't burn him.
Yeah, it might, but, you know.
You got to throw stuff out there. When you don't know. If you understand the question, you just got to throw guesses out there.
Exactly.
Because you know that genius Jimmy
but
over here will.
He did pass, which is a smart thing
to do.
That
is a good thing to do.
Yeah. Steve.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sierra is a word that means jagged mountain chain in which language?
Seahawk language.
No.
Spanish.
Yes. Oh, the TV show Westworld airs on what network?
That would be Showtime.
No.
No. HBO?
Yes.
Yes.
What does the S stand for in NASCAR?
Straight.
No.
Stock.
Yes.
Good job.
Who played Richard in the 90s movie Tommy Boy?
Chris Farley.
No.
Oh, David Spade.
Yes. In terms of food, what part of a cow is tripe?
Tongue.
No.
It's meat.
No.
Fish.
No.
Fish.
What is the official language of Austria?
Ooh, I'm going to go Austrian.
No.
Austrian.
German.
Yes.
Nice going.
How many pennies are in a standard bankroll?
100.
No.
50.
Yes. Which superhero is known for wielding the lasso of truth?
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Yes. What flavor are hot tamales candies?
They are hot.
No.
Cinnamon.
Yes. Rafael Nadal is famous for playing
tennis.
What sport? Yes. And Steve, you win. Yes. Got to say it this way. 6-9.
Nice. Sorry, Matt.
It's all good.
All right, buddy. We'll try again. You have a good day. Stay safe.
Nice
stay
try.
Home. Stay connected.
I like in terms of food, what part of a cow is tripe? And you said fish.
Yeah.
It is actually one of the ones that Matt got correct, the stomach.
I thought that might be the difference maker, actually. But Steve got Sierra, and I knew it was all downhill since then.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah. You got a good, nice 9 score there. So.
Yeah, not bad.
Congratulations,
I'll
Steve.
I'll give it to Steve. You know, he deserves it. Oh, go Hawks. All right, we got that.
Oh, because I was wondering, Sierra, okay, because it's not spelled the same. And so I was like, I didn't get the Seahawks language thing you said there.
Oh.
Sierra more.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, you know, Sierra, mounting, you know, I mean, what?
Mounting? Well, no, I said mountain.
Oh, mountain.
Mountain, not mountain.
Oh, my bad, sorry.
Wow.
Somebody says at least 4 of those were from last night's Jeopardy.
Yeah, not wrong.
Wow. You really are just
like, he's not going to watch Jeopardy. If everyone everyone was at home, self-quarantining, watching Jeopardy, you'd have an amazing chance at Beatmix.
Oh, that's what you're saying. You're trying to give a listener a chance.
Sure.
Yeah, boy, you talk about the integrity of this game. I'm not sure there is any anymore.
I'm maintaining a fine integrity for this game.
I don't think there ever was any integrity.
Yeah,
this
I'm
game.
With you on that. That was sarcasm, Steve.
Well, yes. Congratulations, Steve.
Only there was a place where we could have integrity in a game on on a podcast in real time.
Oh, man.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
Yes, that means call number 9. You are going to get a prize to be determined later. 206-421-ROCK. Call number 9. You are a winner of something.
Of something or another.
Yeah. It'll be good. We just don't know what kind of good we're going to be able to give you until this whole thing blows over. Well, we got some research from Duke and Vanderbilt that somehow I contradict. I don't understand. But they're saying that older adults are generally quite happy, more emotionally stable, and better equipped to resist life's many temptations.
What happened?
Oh, dude. As you know, this coronavirus has made me very unstable. Yep. I am not resisting the cookies that are in that room. I'm having a hard time with that. Am I happy? Well, I'll let you all be the judge.
Well, it depends. If you, you know, eat that cookie, you'll be happy.
Yeah, for a very short amount of time, but then it'll jack me up and make me a lot more emotionally unstable because I'll be all jacked and wired on sugar.
I mean, we could track down some fresh cookies that are not opened if you really want a cookie.
Hey, look, if it, those cookies look amazing. They're like Frisbee-sized.
I haven't even seen these cookies.
Oh, man. I walked in. You know how, I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. When you walk in and see something that you just love and it just makes your brain, you know, give you all the juices that are amazing that make you happy. That's what happened with those cookies. And the trouble is I know I'm not supposed to eat that stuff. So then I go into, you know, it's like a bittersweet happy and hate all at the same time. Look at them.
They do look good.
And they look homemade. I mean, I haven't seen cookies like that before. They're thick and big and, are we talking about what?
It looks like a stack of pancakes more than cookies, actually.
Yeah. I love that our show is going to be obsessing over these cookies.
We're calling Thrill at 7:47 this morning for the men's room because they're the only other ones that are in this building right now. So they're the only ones that could have left them.
Someone says, I just want to let you guys know I was listening to the men's room yesterday. I did not hear much about the cookies, but what I did hear is that Thrill only wakes up with his kids at around 8. But yesterday, the kids slept in until 9-ish, so they had a little hanky-panky.
Oh.
So please do this. This will be radio gold.
Oh, no. Well, 7:47 is close to 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But he could be in the throes of passion.
Oh, well, that's even better.
I don't know if he'd answer the phone.
But if he got hanky-panky yesterday, that's probably, I mean, I don't know what that, you know what I mean?
Maybe he's married with kids.
Yeah.
He's good for another year.
Exactly.
Huh, boys?
Hey. I mean, what does he want? Come on. 2 days in a row? Come on. Besides, as a guy who is not with his wife since he's in California and we're all quarantined, I'm a little jealous of anybody getting kind of hanky or panky. So, I'm not, you know, and plus I'm an old person that some reason is not following this study. I'm not happy. It turns out the reason being that old people get happy is because, you know, as you get older, your life's goals change. And dramatically, they say, quote, the elderly are trying to maximize well-being every day. You want to feel good as much as possible. So that is pretty much their life goal, which that makes sense because you know how much you give up the body if you're a working person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do that a lot as a young person. You know, you're the grunt. You're starting at the ground floor and you give up a lot. You're not caring about your well-being. Sometimes you'll take a lot of damage because, you know, long term, it will be a reward. Well, as an old person, you can't take damage anymore. You're like, look, man, I, if I can have a great day, I mean, I don't want to feel any pain. I want to be happy. So that's the life goal. What can I do?
I also think, I mean, the older you get, the less you care.
Oh, zero F's given.
I do think that the older generation does hit that zero F's given moment in their life where they're just like, yeah, the things that pissed me off maybe when I was 25, I don't care anymore.
See, I'm a late bloomer. So everything's going to come to me late in life. I'm probably going to be having that happen later than the average person who's a peer of mine. Because I know some of my older friends now that they're already at that place. They're at the zero F's given place already. And they're, you know, late 50s, early 60s. And me, I still care too much. I mean, I do, you know, I'm already upset about how my hair is looking because I can't get my hair cut.
We could cut it. I got clippers.
I got a shaver.
I have no problem if you guys want to do that. Somebody, you guys can shave it any way you want. Even if you make me bald, I don't give a damn.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
But you got to do it.
We weren't going to punk you with it. I mean, it's
well,
just
no, Rev was. Did you hear that laugh? He was going to punk me.
Well,
yeah. See, I'm not letting Rev do it. Rev's not doing it.
Do you have clippers at home?
No, I mean, I got like a personal groomer that's supposed to do your boys and stuff,
like a manscaper.
Yeah, I don't know if that works.
Does it have attachments?
Yeah. Like, so it has all sorts of attachments. So I imagine it works.
Yeah, if you put an attachment on it.
Yeah.
Like going like, I don't know. I'm looking at it. I think you'd probably be like a number 3 or a number 4.
The only people I'm going to let do it.
Go.
The only people I'm going to let do it would be either Vicky or Sarah because I think that they would not punk me. Yeah. That's the only reason. I think Vicky wouldn't punk me because she knows I'm old.
Only problem is the only time I've cut dude's hair is when they wanted a mohawk. So do you want a mohawk? I can do that really well.
Well, nice. Just do a mohawk, but just get rid of everything. Yeah, it's not that difficult to do a mohawk and beyond.
So there's that line, and then also cut that one, too.
Yeah.
Dang it, I was hoping you'd say yes.
Yeah. See, and I actually kind of like your hair growing out. I think you should just keep going.
Oh, yeah.
It, like you said, you made you mad.
Look at his face.
It looks good.
Look at Danny's face.
Does what?
He has no idea that he's a horrible poker player. Look at him.
Yeah.
He is a horrible... Danny, you...
We could braid it.
Yeah, see? Both of you are horrible poker players.
I'm just kidding. I think you'd look stupid with braids, but I'd still like to do it.
All right, well, at least you're... You know what? You're honest about it. Well, here's the thing. When my stylist has always said, you don't want to let your hair grow too long because it's so short. You're going to look like Larry from the Three Stooges. It's not going to be a good look when your hair's growing out.
Oh, yeah,
because it's thin on the top.
Oh, yeah, because I'm bald all the way. I've got the Friar Tuck situation, and I am going to look like Larry, which might be a look.
Honestly think if you just gave your daughter to clippers... and just put like a whatever like the middle to the biggest attachments on it, and just let her go, and just it'll all be gone. It'll all be one size, it'll be fine.
I have no problem with that, but I almost think what would it be like to let it grow out? I mean, how freaky would I look like a mad scientist, like you know, Doc Brown? Is what I'm thinking.
Well, we hope that we'll be able to get a little bit back to normal in the next month or two, right? I mean, that's the hope. I don't know if that's necessarily. I don't feel very optimistic about it, but that's the hope.
Every 3 weeks, Steve. If I go a month or two, my hair is going to look nuts.
Does your hair grow that long fast?
You'd be surprised.
It's going to be fun. I don't know because mine, I'm always just cutting it.
You're always big. How often do you do it?
I don't bick it. I just do the zero attachment on my razor. I do it like every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, see, I do. So that's every 2 or 3 days you are maintaining it.
Yeah.
But, you know how your beard grows. You know, you go a month, 2 months, you're going to have some facial action. You're going to have everything going on.
Oh, man, I'm kind of bummed I do have a razor in my house because that would drive my wife nuts. And it'd be hilarious to watch her just like, because she hates when I get any stubble on my face. And then if the hair gets too long, like if I go a couple more than 2 or 3 days, she's like, you going to shave that or something anytime soon?
Yeah. I think I'm going to let it grow. I mean, if, you know, and see what happens. I think, you know, as much as Danny's trolling me, I want to see what happens.
Yeah, rally fro.
It is going to look insane. I am going to look so bad.
Look at back and everything, man. Look like a mobster.
How about a comb over?
Comb over 100%.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have that kind of straight hair you can comb over, too. The greasy comb over that those guys used to have in the 70s. I can do that.
So it says I have a Flo-bee, and everyone laughed at me. Who's laughing now? From Eric in Tacoma.
Yeah, Eric.
Eric, you're right. You are a trendsetter, my friend.
And another text says, do you really want Sari, your daughter, to touch the clippers that have touched your boys?
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean...
No, the attachment has. The clippers haven't. And so I'm not using the boys' attachment. This is a whole different attachment.
Right, that's a separate... That stays in the B section.
Yeah, it stays in the B section. Yeah, so that's not going to happen. And we're going to wipe down the clippers anyway, right? I mean, we're going to put Purell all over them. So, yeah. Well, we got a well-known singer who's handling self-quarantining very, very well by getting drunk and cutting off her hair. I feel you, sister. You're going to hear from her at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You know Pink? Now, Steve, you got to talk to Pink.
Super nice person. Very cool. Big fan of rock music. Incredible voice.
Yeah. Of course, she's a pop star as well, which is why it's cool that she's a fan of rock music, because that's not what she's known for with her own success. And she, like all of us, is being quarantined, and she, like all of us, has to find a way to deal with it. And she's doing what a lot of people are doing. She's getting trashed. She's getting drunk. She's drinking. A lot of people drink it during the quarantine.
I've seen a few people post pictures of what they have stocked up right now, and I'm just like, holy smokes, people are getting drunk.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And she just posted an Instagram video where she appears to be, well, quite intoxicated. And she shares that she tried to cut her own hair and she messed it up.
I don't know how much you guys have been drinking, but I've decided to make it a sport. And when I drink, I get really, really brilliant ideas. And last night, I got an idea. I can cut hair. I can totally cut hair. Why have I been paying people all this time? Look what I did. What do you think? I might try to fix it tonight. What do you think? Stay safe. Stay home. Cut your own hair. Screw it.
Stay connected.
Dude, it's so funny. I have so much in common with Pink because that's all I'm thinking about is my damn hair. What the hell is wrong with me? I'm with her. Except I was thinking I'll do it myself, but then I'm like, oh, I'm not drunk enough to do it myself.
So she said she was drunk the night before, cut it. But while we're listening to her talk about how she was drunk the night before, it sounds like she's drunk that afternoon
she
or that
says,
morning.
She says she's taken as a sports thief.
That's true.
She did say that. Ooh. So, you know, as a competitor, she's got to, you know, train every day if she's going to make drinking a sport.
I got to imagine as a female, when you cut your own hair, sometimes it's not really the wisest decision. And then you wake up and you notice it and you're like, I need to drink to forget that I even did it.
That might also be the case.
Because they're warning a lot of, like, ladies, I know you're going to want to, but you probably don't want to give yourself bangs right now. Like,
and don't box dye your hair. I may or may not have done stuff like that. Don't dye your hair yourself.
Vicky, you know you're going to do it.
I know. I have to fix what I did.
Yeah, you know you're going to dye. Yeah, I can't wait because Vicky's going to come and look like a rainbow. It's going to be kind of awesome. I'm very, very excited.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So yeah, Pink, she got drunk while she was quarantined and cut her own hair. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I got drunk and I did blank. Yeah, we're looking for what ridiculous thing that you did because you were drunk. This should be fun. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I got drunk and I did blank.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So singer Pink got drunk while quarantined and cut her own hair. She says actually she's making drinking a sport. As that's how she's dealing with the quarantine. And, well, it led us to ask you to finish this sentence. I got drunk and I did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What ridiculous thing did you do because you were drunk?
Someone said I got drunk. My buddy and I, we decided to walk around the neighborhood at around 1 in the morning. I had that feeling I had to go. So I had to go number 2 on somebody's front porch and read their newspaper while doing it. At least I had something to work with.
Why on the front porch? Why wouldn't you go, like, I don't know, in the grass or in the dirt on the porch?
I don't know. Because of alcohol.
On. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay. We're questioning why people make these decisions while drunk.
I know. You're right. I don't know why I do that.
Some person I once got so drunk at a party, an acquaintance gave me a ride home. I gave her directions to my mom's work in elementary school, one city over.
Oh, nice. drinking. It does so much for you.
Once got drunk, gave myself a wrist tattoo, never having done a tattoo before. I got fired the next day for getting it.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Oh, a wrist tattoo. Well, that's, yeah, you can see that. There's nothing much you can do about that.
Touch your hand.
Oh, wait, where's my wrist?
On your wrist.
Oh, that side. Oh, yeah, that's my wrist. Oh, God, that's painful.
Are you okay, Grandpa? Why did you point to the back of your hand for
For some reason, I thought that was my wrist for a second.
Well, it's right below it or right above it, depending on where your arm is.
Oh. Yeah, it's happening.
What's happening?
I'm losing my mind. I told you. You gotta
losing it.
You got to be careful. All right. I'm losing it more.
There
Is
you
that
go.
Better? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What ridiculous thing did you do because you were drunk?
For me, it was, this is back in the day, went to Vegas, went a little nuts. It was for an EverQuest convention, so a video game convention in Las Vegas.
An EverQuest convention where people who know each other via online get together. You actually wanted to meet IRL? Really?
Yeah, this was about, oh man, maybe like 15 or 16 years ago now at this point. I got blackout drunk and decided that I knew that there was a druid. Well, she played a druid in the game in the hotel, and it was my mission to find her and get in a fight with her.
Oh, wow.
Fortunately, I never found her, and one of my other friends found me as I was muttering about wanting to get into a fight with this person, and she brought me to her room to just chill out for a little while.
That's insane. You're going to go beat up some girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's blackout drunk for you right there.
Yeah, very angry because she was a piece of crap online and I didn't like her. And you know,
I was about to say, did you have issues with druids or something?
It was her specifically, and I knew that she was there, and she was always one of those people that I would go back and forth with online in the game.
So
it was just like, I know she's here. I'm just gonna go get in a fight with her, and fortunately, not.
Yeah, that's.
I'm glad that you had someone looking out for your best interest.
Good old blackout drunk.
Actually.
Oh, blackout drunk. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We got a text message. Where did it go? Oh, I'm Nick from Port Orchard, and when I was drunk, I broke my hand, and then I decided to make a good time to run around the neighborhood with no shirt on.
Oh, nice.
I think me, it's more often than not, it's whenever we go off to our radio conventions. Yeah, that's when my stories happen.
Yeah.
Or the Spokane, of course, as well. That was one time I got so drunk, I decided to just cross the street while a moving car hit me. That was bad.
I don't think I know that story.
Well, it wasn't going very fast, thankfully, but like it hit me and just, I spun around and I yelled at it and cursed it out like as if it was
the car's fault.
Yeah. It was, no, me not paying attention to where I was going.
Oh, man.
But I think my favorite was when it was just, I think you and me, BJ, and I decided that it would be a good time to take all these giant plants.
I remember that. It was like
and bring them to our room.
Yeah.
But they were really heavy, so I couldn't pick them up because they were just like these giant ceramic pots and like pretty much like the size of a tree. So I was dragging them, having BJ hold the elevator. I got him in the elevator.
And I'm like...
I got one in the elevator, and you're like, that's it. No, we're going. We're done.
Yeah. I was like, I think I need to cooperate with him here because this. I don't know what would happen if I say no to this ridiculous idea. So I was like, sure, Steve, let's do it.
Another radio convention where I also decided to take all of the receivers of the telephones that are in the hotel, like just in random spots. You know, they put those phones wherever.
Yeah, right by the lobby elevators.
So I would just unplug them and take just the hand part. And I woke up the next morning. I'm like, why do I have like 15 of these things on the bed?
Oh, man. That is...
It's never anything. I'm not going to try and fight anybody. I just like...
No, you become a mischief maker.
I just want to confuse people in the hotel.
Yeah, I get confused as it's happening. Like, why is he doing this?
Well, in my head, I thought it'd be really funny if I had that giant plant in the room.
Yeah.
Because then the cleaners would be like, why is there a plant in the room? That's the only reason why I thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah. I think that was the first and last time we roomed together.
Yes.
Yeah, I decided, you know what? I think these shenanigans are not going to be associated with my hotel bill.
I can't wait for August this year.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm ready. I'm
keeping my fingers crossed for August, dude. Honestly, I look forward to it. And at the same time, son of a gun, I don't know.
I thought that actually this morning. I go watch the year that BJ potentially is getting like some nice award and being respected and shown the respect you deserve in the industry.
Oh my gosh,
could be the year that it get canceled.
You know, I've already had that thought.
That's perfect.
I've already known, Steve. Yeah, that thought occurred to me probably 3 days ago.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. I mean, no, this morning when I was driving, I'm like, there is a good chance we're going to miss out on going to our radio convention, which means you're not going to get that award.
Yeah,
and who knows what happens after that?
Yeah, exactly. And also, what about the person who I get worried about? The person who's going to who's given the award because he's an older guy.
He might not even make.
I hope he takes care of himself. And he might not even show up either because, he might just go, look, it's too much to travel. I'm not going to do it with all this whole thing. So even if they have it, he might not show up, which means no one's going to give me anything.
Can you make sure he wills that to you?
That would be nice. Is that a bad thing to ask him right now while he's still healthy?
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Not with him. I think he'd actually understand.
Yeah, maybe he would. I don't know. So he might be like, Rob, I ain't even dead yet. I don't know. If I want to have that conversation. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. David in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Hey, BJ.
Hey, David, finish the sentence. I got drunk and I did blank.
I purposely got drunk at a friend's house, told him I was spending the night, and I went, I don't know why I did this, but the gate was open and I tried to climb over this 6-foot fence.
Ooh.
Face first into concrete, broke my nose and my back.
Oh.
Broke my back and my neck.
And do you remember this? Was this a blackout situation for you?
It was a blackout situation. Oh. I remember being there. I remember telling them, hey, I'm depressed. I'm going to stay the night and I'm going to get drunk as hell. And I did.
Oh,
wait, did you say that you broke your back and your neck?
Yeah.
Yes.
How long did that take to recover from that?
The neck took about 6 weeks.
Damn.
Did you wear one of those cool neck brace things?
Oh, yeah. Nice. And it was summertime, so that was very uncomfortable.
And dude, you know,
the funk.
And broken back.
And my neck still, my neck still hurts because I didn't wear it all the time, you know, because it's too freaking hot.
Yeah. That's youth for you. That is youth for you right there. Broken backs are no joke either, because Kevin Hart talked about his situation.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Especially when you're blacked out, because the next day you're probably like in a hospital, I would imagine.
Like, what the hell's going on?
Like, what did I do?
You have no memory of your own stupidity, and you can't even be like, why would I? You're so mad at yourself. Because it's like, I don't know why. Nobody would do this. Why? Do we need to?
Of course Sarah's going to have a story.
I have so many stories. Haven't I done?
I feel like we could all share our favorites, too.
Oh, that you guys with me? Well, is this the one? Because this one always sticks out in my mind.
Is it the taco truck?
Yes!
That's my favorite.
When I was very drunk, just wanted to get some tacos, but I found the taco guy in the taco truck very attractive, and I was very cold, so I thought it'd be a brilliant idea to try to climb into the taco truck, because I thought I could fit through that window. Yeah, I didn't have the upper body strength, so I didn't actually get inside. And then I proceeded to order everyone in line's food, because I thought, I'm going to be so nice and pay for everyone. Not realizing I didn't have my wallet on me. My friend had to pay for everyone's meals.
How much was it, did they?
It was like $50.
Oh.
It's a taco truck, so it's not that, you know.
For some reason, I'm thinking like several hundred dollars.
It's going to be $4,000.
No, I think if it was more than that, she would have just like dipped out and just left me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know.
Daughter, I'm so proud.
Hey, that taco truck and I, like, we started dating for a little while after that.
That's
so
fantastic, too.
My still taco self. Trucking?
I have no idea. I don't talk to him anymore.
That's not an Urban Dictionary thing you just said, is it?
No, not that I know of. And if it is, my apologies.
Yeah. He's probably still doing that if it is. Let's get real. I loved that night. It was so fun. What? It's a way I'm meeting people.
You know, Steve, in the future, I hope you get to hear lovely stories like this from Tatum.
She's allergic to alcohol. I already found out.
Oh, no. Nope.
Yeah. Oh, is she really allergic to alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you forget who her father is. Yeah. We'll see what she's moving hotel plants and stealing phones when she gets older.
All right, well, speaking of fathers, let's see what your son has to do about all this.
Oh, really?
Joey D's nuts.
Yeah, ironically, this also has to do with Sarah. This happened back during one of her lovely house parties. It was maybe
the house that she's roommates with your father in?
Correct,
okay,
yes.
Yeah. Second.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love it when I leave town.
She invited about 50 people over. We're having a great party, and the cops get called. Now, unfortunately, I only know this story because I was pretty much, not blacked out, but I was very intoxicated. So I don't really remember. So all my friends have told me this, but the cops got called, and I went downstairs like a hero to go talk to them because Sarah was too drunk. I get a little argumentative when I'm drunk.
No.
And the cops go, you've got a noise complaint from one of your neighbors. Well, we live in a cul-de-sac, and there's only 5 houses. So I just look the cop right in the eyes and I go, which house? He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, which house gave me the noise complaint? I'll go right over there right now. I'll talk to him. And the cop's like,
I'm sure he liked that.
Oh, he looked at me. He goes, you know where the cops, right? And I'm like, well, yeah. Well, can I not go over to talk to my neighbors? He goes, you're not going to talk to the neighbors. You're going to fight them. And I was like, that's only if he tries to swing on me, bro.
Did you at any point say, do you know who my father is?
I did not pull that
all the cops
out.
Know you?
In Mercer Island?
That's the thing is, if it's the two, I know a couple of cops in the Mercer Island PD, and I'm very discreet about it because they have jobs and they're not supposed to play favorites, so I never ever play that card ever.
Well, it's not like you're a drug smuggler. I mean, I don't think you have to worry about being
Here's the thing. I get Oreos every year from one of these guys.
Oh.
I don't want to ruin that, okay? But I have to keep it on the DL. You know, he's not, he knows where I live. And every birthday, I go up into my garage, and there's just a box of Oreos, and I know where I got them.
It's so funny.
Yeah, and so I'm going to keep that going.
I thought they were playing with me, though, because they were doing this kind of good cop, bad cop thing, because the cop in front of me was very stern and like, we're the cops. And the cop behind me was just laughing, cracking up every time I would say something.
Like, I realize you're really no threat. You're just like, you're just drunk.
Well, you know why? Somebody. If they're Mercer Island cops, they probably went to a couple of basketball games. They saw how ineffective you were on the court. So
they knew
you're going to get into a fight.
His punch is like, it's a shot at the free throw. He's going to miss anyway.
Yeah, he's not going to hit anybody.
You know, at one point, I started violently pointing at all the houses. It was him, wasn't it? One cop just goes,
go back in your house and shut up, kid.
He's like, this is just a noise complaint, man. We don't really care. We just have to tell you to shut up. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, man. You know what? That's probably, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them did know me, because I think normally you talk to the cops that way, you might be in a little bit of trouble.
It might also that they probably assess what's going on, and they see Joe, and Joe's just like, drunk Joe is still a lovable Joe.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything going, he probably could barely stand and walk.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, when I walked back in the house party, I said, play the Rocky music, I conquered the cops! And everyone's
did
like,
you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
They're like, yeah, pump the music back up. Woo.
That's your son.
I know. That's my son and daughter.
And the cops walk away, they're like, this party's full of nerds.
Yeah. you're right.
Probably.
You're probably right, Steve. Yeah. Nerd Party Central. No doubt about it. Oh, here he is. Oh, God.
Nerd!
Yeah. Well, a popular actor, but if you haven't heard this, this is hysterical. A popular actor was just asked to record a public service announcement about the coronavirus, and he went off on a profanity-filled tirade. This is, it warms my heart. Let me just tell you, this warms my East Coast heart. You're going to hear from it at 7:47. Oh! And we're also going to try to get a hold of Thrill about them cookies.
Oh, that's right.
I want them cookies. I need to know where they came from.
People are texting, wondering if that's going to happen.
All at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.